Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Tell me something good. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program. Hall of Famer, number 19 from your Milwaukee Brewers, Robin Young. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. How's everything back in Milwaukee?
I think everyone's a little tired. Everyone was up late last night.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's only 7 something out here. So
okay.
I don't feel too sorry for you.
Here is Los Angeles, correct?
We are in Los Angeles. As a matter of fact, I'm out on the street, right across the street from the hotel.
Okay.
I don't remember getting into the hotel last night. I may have stayed out here on the street. All I know is 5 minutes ago, Craig Counsell and his wife, Michelle, walked past me and asked me what I was doing out here. And I said, I'm just anticipating with joy the morning show with Bob and Brian.
Really?
And
very.
And they said, "Oh, I love Bob and Brian."
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I'm not even making this up.
That is excellent to hear. Now, the next time Craig asks you what you're doing standing on the streets of Los Angeles at 7 o'clock in the morning, tell him I'm waiting for my fan mail.
Oh well. I've got a little bit of a beef with him because, you know, I knew that he did my fan mail for years.
Craig used to do your fan mail when you were a player because his dad worked for the.
Well, but he would. There was more of it than we could handle, but we always sent the cards back, and there was a letter in there saying thank you for your interest, and you must be crazy, but here's an autographed card or whatever we would send back. What I didn't know that Craig Counsell, being a teenage kid at the time, actually signed a few of those with my signature.
Whoops.
So I'm telling the world out there, or at least the Brewer fans, there may be a few counterfeits out there that are actually Craig Counsell's autograph. And that was not part of the deal that I had with him. But
now,
I didn't find that out till some 30 years later. So
I apologize
to everyone out there that has a Craig Counsell counterfeit Robin Young autograph.
If you could verify that it was actually Craig Counsell that signed your name,
I
think it'd be worth twice your normal.
Now it becomes a collector piece.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with it, I don't think you can tell the difference. He's really good.
So if he wouldn't have gotten into baseball, counterfeiting have been in his future.
I'd be curious to know. You know, we'd have to look at, the money we're spending. I'm not so sure that would be. You better check your $100 bills in Milwaukee. They might not be real either.
I doubt that he has time to do that right now. He's a very busy guy.
He's doing it now. He's doing fine anyhow without having to do that, fortunately.
So does he got a big, briefcase, laptop, Univac computer bank somewhere with all the data and numbers to crunch to decide how this pitching rotation is going to go and who's going to start and how long they're going to last?
He didn't this morning. It was just, he was in sweatpants and a T-shirt, and Michelle was with him, and they were headed to their favorite coffee shop a few blocks down that's a routine that he's not going to change at this point, which I told him I wouldn't either.
Right.
And you don't have to worry about me. I'm on the same routine, too. Things are going pretty well for the brew crew.
You go to the same coffee shop, or you just have a routine?
He's been going to the same coffee shop. I don't have a routine anymore. I'm so out of whack that my routine is to not have a routine.
You're in Los Angeles. What is your official capacity in Los Angeles, right?
Well, my title is FAN.
Yes, hold on.
Brewer fan.
S-A-F-F.
F as in Frank, A as in Arnold, yeah.
Okay.
N as in Nickel.
And
I am a Brewer fan and couldn't be happier being a Brewer fan.
Well, it doesn't hurt to be Robin Yount, who's beloved by all of Brewerland, and be a fan. Well, you must get good seats.
If they only knew.
What do you?
If they only knew. So, I don't. But you know, we've talked about this before. I'm so appreciative of everything that people have done for me in Wisconsin. It's just, that's why I stay in touch, because I love, I was telling Craig and his wife Michelle just a minute ago, a bunch of her family was on the bus last night,
yeah,
after the game, and they're wild, and they're cheesers. They're happy, fun, loving cheesers. and she was apologizing for them, the way they were on the bus. And I told her, you don't have to. This is what I love about the people from Wisconsin. They're cheesers, and I love every bit of them.
So what do you have to do? How do you go about getting tickets for a game? Do you just make one phone call and that's it?
I almost didn't get in last night.
Come on. Come on.
I just showed up.
No one believes this.
I showed up, and Dan Larea, our traveling secretary, I got a pass standing out in front. I was standing out in front where the buses were from the hotel. And Maddie Smith, one of the clubhouse guys, gave me a pass to get on the bus. So I was on the bus, and I got to the stadium. But when I got to the stadium, Dan Larea, our traveling secretary, said, where are you sitting? I said, I don't know. He says, well, you have tickets. I said, no, I don't have tickets. He says, oh.
Tickets, what are they?
Let me, give me a minute, he said. Okay, let me see. He digs in his pocket, and he just so happened to have two tickets. They were extra tickets for Mark Antanasio in case he needed them.
You know,
and
that
it was
dude.
About 15 yeah. minutes before game time, and he says, well, he hasn't used them yet. Here you go. So
now, what
so could you have gotten thrown out of your seats by the team owner?
Well, I guess I could have, but fortunately, he wasn't there because he's on a little scooter right now. He's got a bum wheel.
Oh, really?
He messed up his Achilles tendon or something a few weeks ago chasing his dog on the beach, or I don't know.
Okay.
But anyhow, he couldn't roll down the stairs to get to these seats, so no one knew where he sat last night.
What celebrity did you sit by? Any celebrities? Were you the guy?
Who I sat next to last night? David Stern's father, Rob.
David Stern's father. Okay, that's not bad. It's not Mary Hart. It's not
his father. I got to talk to him. A very nice man, and so proud of his son, as he should be. And so it was a nice guy. Actually, he lives in Arizona too now. He's there. They're originally from New York, but he lives in Carefree, Arizona, just about 15 miles from where we're living.
That's not far from you. No. Yeah, that's all part one of the suburbs, right?
He's just up a little higher up near the mountains, and it's a beautiful place.
How is the garage? What are you working on right now?
You know, I've been slacking a little bit. I've got a couple different bikes that are in a bunch of pieces, but you know, I get in moods, and I just haven't been in the mood to really go after one.
Well, it's
in the mood for baseball.
You're still in baseball mode. I mean,
right. There's, but you know what? Sometimes I'll sit back there and have the TV on and watch a game while I'm working, but I can't multitask right now. I'm really struggling with that.
You really need to load in on these games and give it your full attention. You really need to put your shoulder into
it. I'm with them for the long haul now. I wasn't able to make the first two games of this series, but I'm with them the rest of the way.
I think I know the answer to this, but I still want to just ask the question. Was your sphincter more puckered as a player in these situations, or is it more puckered as a fan in these situations, Robin?
I hate to tell you, I don't really like talking about my sphincter these days because it's not pretty.
He's a quiet man.
Yeah.
There's an album title, Pretty Sphincter.
Huh?
Nah, just talking out loud, thinking out loud, that's all.
Oh, okay.
No,
but I will tell you, I've been in these games as a player. I've been in these games as a coach, and I've been in these games as a fan. And it's much more difficult being a fan because, I don't know, it's just when you have the uniform on and you have a responsibility, you're focused on what it is you're supposed to do, and it's fine.
Well, yeah, as a fan, all you can do is
like watching your. It's like and parents out there will know this. It's like watching your kids play. You know, it's a lot harder being a fan where you can't do anything about what happens.
All you can do is yell, strike the ball, catch the ball.
I yell at my wife. So, yeah. You know, that's about it. I'm not a big yeller, really. But
no,
no. Like I said, other than my wife, I don't yell much.
You know, from in all serious, Robin, the game comes down to it's right out of Major League or out of Bull Durham. You catch the ball, you throw the ball, you hit the ball, correct?
And whoever does that best usually wins.
Usually wins. But managing has changed dramatically from when you were playing under Harvey Keene as to the way the Craig Council is approaching the game with this bunch, where he's looking at his computer screen and getting the best matchups. He's looking at numbers, right?
Oh, yeah, but they're all doing it that way these days. It's just it's the way the game is run, and you know it looks to old school guys like myself. It's like, wow, they're doing a lot of stuff that feels like over managing. But you know what? They've got a game plan, and they're all doing it, and they're basically playing chess out there with each other. And you know, it's interesting. It's a different game, but it's. But it's interesting. As a matter of fact, when I saw Counts this morning, I said, "Man, you were going out on the field a couple times, and I didn't even know what for." And it was over rule violations, and you know, we had a couple. Well, that play at second base last night, I didn't see anything wrong with it from what I was watching. But in today's rules, the guy put his arm up and hit the shortstop with his arm, and you can't do that anymore. And it went in our favor.
What was
to me that looked perfectly fine, but you know, the rules have changed, and it's similar to like protecting the quarterback today in football. It's just different than it used to be.
Okay, so in a 82-ish version of baseball, if the same guy had put his arm up to knock you out a couple of times, then what's the retaliation for that in the unwritten rules of baseball?
Well, there's not. You wouldn't really retaliate. What a shortstop has is, Gumby used to call it the weapon, and the weapon was the ball. And so what the shortstop is able to do is to throw from down, you know, sidearm, down really low. And if the base runner doesn't get out of the way, he gets the ball between the eyes. So that's what you kind of do the next time. Especially if the score is a little bit in your favor, you can maybe miss aim when you're throwing to first base once in a while if the situation allows it.
Talking with Robin Yount, he's in Los Angeles.
Is miss aim a word?
Is what a word?
Miss aim.
Miss aim, it is now.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Robin's in Los Angeles with the Brewers.
Roger Clemens used misremembered in front of a worldwide audience. I know that, but I don't. Well, I know your audience is worldwide too, so maybe I'm.
It is with the internet.
Yeah, we are streaming.
Hey, how many innings did you expect out of a starting pitcher like Mike Caldwell or Jim Slayton or those guys?
Or Vuk?
Well, they would go seven.
Sure.
You know, you counted on them for seven. And then, you know, sometimes you had an eighth inning guy and obviously in our heyday when we had Raleigh out there, he oftentimes. If those guys got in trouble even late in the seventh inning, Raleigh could come in and finish that game. But he probably wasn't going to pitch every day if he had to go two or three innings. So, you know, as far as closers go, it's not that much different. You know, they're still the best of them are the ones that can get the last three outs. And the guys that can get the last three outs, it's not as easy as it sounds, but it's a different mentality. There's only a handful of guys that can get the last three outs of a game for a career. You know, there's a lot of guys that come in and do it for a year or two and do it really well, but for whatever reason, it's not that easy. And those career guys that can get the last three outs of a game are pretty special, and there's not a whole lot of them.
Well, Dennis Eckersley started out as a starting pitcher and
right.
Yeah.
But, transitioned into a closer reliever.
Go back to Raleigh's career. Raleigh was even a starting pitcher, but that was, I think, coming up through the minor leagues.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he ever started. He might have even started a game or two early in his career in the big leagues. But, you know, so, well, you know who was a starting pitcher, and I faced him, was Goose Gossage. Goose was a starter when he, for the White Sox, and the start of my career.
Yeah.
Goose was just, Goose was the same Goose, but he was done after three innings. He just, you know, he threw, he was a maximum effort guy for three innings.
Sure.
And they decided, well, let's try him closing. He did pretty good at that one.
Let's talk about, the most beloved position on the field, Robin, shortstop. Really, really the finest of players will ever see the light of day, correct?
Well, I'm sorry, I missed the first part of that.
Only the finest of players will ever see the light of day at shortstop, correct?
Well, it's clearly the hardest position on the field to play.
Yes.
And that's why they moved me out of there.
you won an MVP there and in center field. Stop it.
Well, you know who gives the MVPs to sports writers. So what's that tell you about sports writers?
They're right,
oh, man.
They're right next to shock jocks.
Don't believe what they write. If they gave me awards like that, they must not be very credible.
Let's talk about Arcia. Arcia, where is this newfound power coming from? Three home runs in the postseason in six games. That's incredible.
Well, he's the type of hitter that you never know what can happen. He's obviously a free swinger. All the Brewers fans have seen that for the last couple of years. And he, to me, he looks like he's, you know, and I won't say guessing, but he's anticipating what the pitcher may throw, and kind of when he guesses right, you know, he's got some power, and he's a great athlete, and he's able, when he runs into that stuff, he's clearly capable of hitting it out of the ballpark.
You know what Dodger fans don't want to hear anymore? They don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear. Dodger fans do not want to hear any more this year about how Arcia was sent down to the minors to work on his swing, because they're going, really? Because he's killing us.
Well, you know, if you look at his numbers, you can see that you know, he needs some work. But like I said, he's such a great athlete that guys like that, when they get hot, you know, and they're seeing the ball well, and they're the athletic ability is going to take over, and you're going to have success. There's always guys in short series playoffs that step up that you don't expect to, that end up being the heroes of playoff series like this. And he may be that guy. You know, he's getting hot at the right. Hey, Craig Counsell made a living in the playoffs. So, you know, the thing about Arcia, he's a great shortstop and capable of hitting if he gets locked in. And you know what? If he can do that for another couple of weeks, you know, he's hitting his stride at the right time.
What's going on with Christian Yelich right now? He's cooled off since we've started playing the Dodgers.
Well, I'll tell you what is going on with him. He's human. I mean, his September was incredible. I mean, talk about hot and getting the big hits at the right time. And I will tell you too, the playoffs, I don't know how these guys feel today, because a different generation, they kind of seem like nothing bothers them, or maybe they don't care. I don't know. But when we were in the playoffs, we felt a lot more pressure in the playoffs to get to the World Series than the World Series itself.
Yeah.
You want to get to the World Series so bad that it's like when you get through the playoffs and make it to the World Series, it's all the weight in the world lifted off you. We've made it to the World Series. Nothing left after this. And it seems like you play in the World Series much more relaxed than you do through the playoffs. And I don't know. I don't know Christian Yelich enough to know whether he's, you know, pressing a little bit. But if he was, that would be perfectly normal. But I can tell you one thing. Nobody is going to be as hot as he was in September right on through a season. So it's not unusual for him to cool off a little bit. But it wouldn't. All it takes is a hit or two to get rolling again. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me a bit if he went out and got three hits tonight and hit a home run.
Well, he, you know, started jacking with that situation by, you know, rolling out a bunt last night. So,
yeah. Well, that might be all it takes to get him going again. You never know. It's a silly game, and sometimes things like that is the spark to get you onto another hot streak.
Did you wonder what Craig Counsell was doing last night when he rolled Jefferson for the ninth inning?
No, not really. As a matter of fact, that's funny. That even came up this morning when we talked. And, you know, I don't think it's any secret. He's not been the same guy these last few times out in the playoffs that he was all year long. But that happens, too. And I'm sure that he wanted to get him back out there on the mound. It's like falling off the horse. You get him back out there on the horse. He's got a four-run lead. Let's see if we can't get him locked in again, because we're going to need him down the stretch, you know. And I'm sure that Counts was wanted him back out there, you know, for his own psyche. And, you know, he made it interesting again.
Yeah.
But the nice thing about it is, the right guys won again, and then at the end, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I'd just love to get through a couple of late innings without the bases loaded, you know.
Yeah, like I think we all would. But
some nail-biting.
It brings the fans back.
Oh.
It's exciting.
It makes it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I don't like to talk about myself, but I was a little puckered last night in the ninth inning, Robin.
Yeah. The little sphincter stuff is showing up again.
Now you're talking about your sphincter.
Yeah. Welcome to my sphincter.
What are you gonna do?
Well,
all right, what are you gonna do?
But mine up earlier.
What do you got planned from now?
Stay off of it. Huh?
To the time you go to the ballpark, what do you have planned? You're gonna go clothes shopping. You're gonna go antiquing. You're gonna have a little lunch.
You know what? I'm really trying. My wife is with me. That's why I'm out on the street, because I'm letting her sleep this morning. and my wife, I don't know, some other people out there. One of my daughters owns a clothing boutique. She does very, very well.
Yeah.
In Scottsdale. And my wife works there. And unfortunately, they know way too much about this fashion stuff.
Okay.
So there's somewhere over here that my wife, we got in yesterday just in time to get on the bus. We haven't done anything over here. But my wife already has something at some store over in Hollywood or something. She already has something on hold. And it's like, this is not right.
She called ahead.
That's not right.
Wow.
So I'm hoping she sleeps all day long. I did give her something last night, and maybe she'll sleep all day long. We'll forget that.
Right.
Oh, man.
Something on hold.
All right.
Well, Robin, it's always good to talk to you.
Enjoy your time in Southern California, Robin. Yeah, thanks for the time this morning.
I will. This is where I grew up, but, boy, it's not the place I remember. I was here in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and this isn't the California I know. I'm not overly excited about being here anymore other than to watch the Brewers play.
Are you going to be in town to get a hamburger from George Webb?
I'm coming back. I'm like I said earlier, I'm with the team for the duration now. So when they go back to Milwaukee, I'll be with them.
All right. Robin. Thanks a lot. We appreciate
you guys. Always great talking to you guys.
Go get us another win tonight, okay?
I hope to. Go Brewers.
All right, we'll talk to you
soon.
You
guys.
Robin Yount.